History of the Maya. Mayan mathematics. Now, the Maya used a sophisticated mathematical notation that enabled them to write very large numbers in their carved inscriptions and in codices. They were among the first people, along with the ancient Babylonians, the Chinese, and the Hindus of India, to develop the concept of zero and a symbol for it. Among the Maya, zero is represented not by an empty circle, but by a stylized image of a shell. The Maya did not have the familiar decimal system based on 10, but instead counted based on 20. Scholars suggest that the unit of 20 may have been used because it matches the number of fingers and toes on the human body. The Maya scribes and craftsmen wrote numbers 1 to 4 with simple dots. One dot meaning 1, two dots 2, and so on. The number 5 was written as a horizontal bar, and 6 was a single bar with a dot above it. They were able to write numbers up to 19 with a combination of horizontal bars and dots. For example, 17 was written with 3 bars making 15 and 2 dots. To write larger numbers, they used the same symbols arranged in vertical columns. The bottom line showed units 1 to 19. The line above the numbers 20 and the line above numbers of 200, 20 units of 20, and the line above that numbers 8,000, 20 units of 400, and so on. A single bar in the first line with a dot on a line above, two bars in the line above, and one bar in the line above would represent 1 times 5 plus 1 times 20 plus 10 times 400 plus 5 times 8,000, which makes 5 plus 20 plus 4,000 plus 40,000 equals 44,025. The first breakthrough in deciphering the Maya bars and dot systems was made in 1832 by Konstantin Rafisik, 1783-1840, a brilliant naturalist and travel writer. Noticing the frequent use of bars and dots in the Dresden Codex, he surmised that these symbols were being used as numbers. He saw that the dots never appeared in groups of more than 4 and guessed that the bars stood for 5, the dots for single units. Subsequently, Ernest Forstmann, the archivist at Dresden where the codex was kept, discovered the Mayan scribes used a shell symbol to stand for zero. This system was primarily to mark and record dates. However, the Maya apparently also used this positional mathematics for practical calculation. According to Diego de Landa, Mayan merchants negotiating a deal would use grains of maize or cacao beans spread out on a dry ground or a flat rock to reckon even larger numbers. The writer of codices generally used a simple bar and dot system for writing dates, but craftsmen who carved the classic period stelae sometimes produced a more elaborate version. Each number from 0 to 19 had its own patron divinity, and stonemasons began to carve heads or full images of these gods to represent particular numbers. This practice was particularly common among sculptors who produced the elegant stelae at Quadriga and Copan. A well-known example is found on the east side of Stela D at Quadriga, where the god of number 7, Uk, is carved in a place of the number. Another example on a lintel at Yaxchilan illustrated, the god's head representing numbers are combined with animal carving standing for cycles of time. Now the Aztecs also used the bar and dot system. Some scholars believe the system to have been an ancient part of a shared Mesoamerican culture, possibly dating back as far as the Olmec era, 1500 to 400 BCE. Like the Maya and the Aztecs seem to have been happy using bars and dots to record dates in manuscripts and on monuments. However, because their empire drew in vast quantities of tribute from dependent territories, they also developed a system of number glyphs used in accounting. The newer system was still based on units of 20. A feather glyph meant 20. A flag glyph stood for 400. And a symbol representing a bag of incense was 8,000. A scribe who wanted to note a receipt of 540 items would draw one flag and 7 feathers. He generally would then draw a line along the glyph to indicate that they should be read in conjunction, then draw an image of the item received, say a bag of cacao beans, and make a second line connecting the bag to the number. The readers of the tribute list would then understand that 540 bags of cacao beans had been received, counted, and stored. Scholars would be able to decipher the system of number of glyphs by examining the Codex Mendoza from 1541 A.D. or C.E. Part of this document comprises a detailed list of tribute paid to Moctezuma II by subject towns and regions of the empire. It also has glosses in Spanish, written by an interpreter who understood the Nahuatl language and the Aztec numbers. And it would point out that the Aztec writings survived because the Spanish realized very quickly that many of them were tax records and could be utilized in taxing the people that they have just taken over. Whereas in the Mayan case, it was a little late to find out what they were actually using it for. And of course, down in Peru, they use a rope with knot system of different colored string, the quipu. So it's pretty complicated. The number 20, of course, also represents the number of days in a month. So it's kind of an interesting way to look at the math of this particular time period. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.